Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Axis Capital Holdings Limited, also known by its ticker, AXS. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a solid player in the insurance and reinsurance space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Axis Capital, a company that might not be a household name like some tech giants, but definitely packs a punch in its niche. So, grab a coffee, let's dive in and figure out if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's get a quick lay of the land. Axis Capital is a global provider of specialty insurance and reinsurance solutions, operating primarily in the property and casualty space. Based out of Bermuda, they've carved out a strong position in a competitive industry, offering tailored products across various markets. With a sizable market cap and a workforce spread across the globe, they're not a small fish by any means. Their focus? Delivering value through underwriting expertise and managing risk in a world full of uncertainties. Think natural disasters, cyber threats, and more. Now, before we get into the meat of the analysis, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Axis Capital has shown some interesting trends over various timeframes. Short term, the past few weeks and months have had their ups and downs, but over a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, the trajectory gives us a bit more to chew on for long-term potential. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to refine their portfolio and boost profitability, which ties directly into their latest earnings call from Q2 2025. That call highlighted some impressive financial results, with a strong annualized operating return on equity and a clear focus on sustainable growth. But, as always, there are challenges in the market they're navigating. So let's unpack all of this through a SWOT lens and see what's really driving Axis Capital and what could trip them up. Strengths: solid financial performance. Let's start with the good stuff. Axis Capital's recent earnings call for Q2 2025 painted a pretty rosy picture. They reported a strong annualized operating return on equity, which tells us they're making good use of shareholder money. Revenue and net income figures from recent income statements also show consistent performance, with gross profit margins holding steady. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in a volatile industry is a green flag. Strong cash flow generation. Digging into their cash flow statements, the company is generating healthy operating cash flow and free cash flow. This isn't just numbers on a page, it means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or even return value to shareholders through dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield is competitive for the sector, making it attractive if you're after income alongside growth. Specialized market position. Axis Capital isn't trying to be everything to everyone. Their focus on specialty insurance and reinsurance gives them an edge in niche markets where competition isn't as cutthroat. Their global reach, with revenue spread across different regions as seen in geographic segment data, also helps diversify risk, a big plus in an industry prone to localized shocks like hurricanes or economic downturns. Weaknesses: debt levels raise eyebrows. Now let's not sugarcoat things. When I looked at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio stood out, and not in a good way. It's on the higher side, which could be a burden if interest rates climb or if market conditions tighten. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor because heavy debt can limit flexibility during tough times. Valuation concerns. Let's talk multiples. The current price-to-earnings ratio, and even the forward PE estimates, suggest that Axis Capital might not be the cheapest stock on the block compared to industry averages. If growth slows or if the market cools on insurance stocks, there's a risk of valuation compression. You're not getting a bargain here, so you've got to believe in their growth story to justify the price. Short-term volatility. While long-term trends are decent, their performance over shorter periods like the past week or month shows some choppiness. This isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach if you're watching the ticker daily. Market sentiment can swing fast in this sector, often tied to broader economic fears or catastrophic events. Opportunities. Strategic growth initiatives. Back to the earnings call, management was pretty vocal about their strategy for sustainable, profitable growth. They're actively refining their portfolio, focusing on high-margin lines, and leveraging underwriting discipline. If they execute well, this could mean stronger margins and returns down the line, especially as they expand in underserved markets or products. Industry tailwinds. Looking at sector performance data, the insurance and reinsurance space has been showing resilience over longer timeframes, like the past year or 5 years. With increasing global risks, think climate change or cyber threats, demand for specialty insurance products is only going to grow. Axis Capital is well positioned to capitalize if they play their cards right. Capital deployment potential. With solid free cash flow, there's room for smart moves, whether that's acquisitions, tech investments to improve underwriting, or even bumping up dividends. For us long-term investors, seeing them deploy capital effectively could be a catalyst for sustained growth and stock appreciation. Threats. Market and catastrophic risks. Here's the harsh reality. Insurance companies live and die by risk. Natural disasters, economic downturns, or unexpected large claims can hit hard. While Axis Capital diversifies across regions and products, they're not immune. A bad hurricane season or a major cyber event could dent their financials overnight. Competitive pressure. The specialty insurance game is getting tougher. Bigger players and even new entrants are eyeing the same high-margin niches that Axis Capital thrives in. If they lose pricing power or market share, profitability could take a hit. Keeping an eye on industry trends, where performance has been mixed in shorter timeframes, is critical. Regulatory and economic headwinds. Let's not forget the macro picture. Changes in regulations across their operating regions could increase costs or limit growth. Plus, if global economic conditions sour, demand for insurance products might soften, or clients might cut back on coverage. Their high debt load only amplifies this risk if borrowing costs spike. So, where does this leave us? Wrapping up, Axis Capital presents a mixed but intriguing picture for long-term investors. On one hand, their financial stability, cash flow strength, and strategic focus are compelling reasons to consider them as a steady player in a growing industry. On the other, debt concerns and inherent sector risks mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For those of you building wealth over decades, this could be a solid addition if you're comfortable with some volatility and believe in their ability to execute on growth plans. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and navigate market challenges in the coming quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a handy bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep investing smart.